The award-winning Wake-Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake-Up Call with my friend, Liz Brown.
Time now for another edition of the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go?
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You know what? Toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Well, all right, let me do this. Let me talk about Nancy Pelosi. Do you mind? And this kind of ties into the conversation that I'm going to be having with Irene J. Smith on Eye on the Loo. Leadership assessment. How do you assess somebody's leadership skills? Well, you kind of look at the things that they do in their job. You look at the decisions that they make, the strategies that they engage in as they attempt to shape the organization that they lead. So we got to look at Nancy Pelosi out of the box. This decision of hers to weigh in on, Nancy Pelosi is going to be the Speaker of the House. Done and done. Done and done. The issue is, the question is the number two person. We have Nancy Pelosi. Here's the thing. Murtha. Okay. Is Jack Murtha. You know him. A super, super conservative Democrat that had a change of heart and began to oppose the war. Okay, cool. Eventually you got to the right side of that issue, but there are more issues than the war, but okay. And then there is Representative Steny Hoyer. He's always had his eye on it, so he was understood to be the number two person in line. Now, Nancy Pelosi has kicked a man of African descent off of a committee. He wasn't even the chair. He was just a member of a committee because the FBI appears to be investigating him. No charges. No nothing. But she said we have to have a completely ethical appearance. We have to be completely ethical, huh? Then how is it that she is endorsing Jack Murtha? Oh, we have much to talk about. Leadership. Leadership is the theme today. Stay with me.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Réveillon feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. He assures her. She doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied, she's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say. So he prays. Whatever, whatever, whatever.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Wake Up Call Band, that's right, that's what I'm talking about.
Proposition Funk.
I got some calls from some of y'all out there. Here's the deal. Today the meeting is right here on the first floor, of the building, 265 Union, today at 1 o'clock. Be here on the first floor. We're going to have our meeting here at the first floor today, here in the building at 265 Union. Meet you in the lobby. Those of you that are interested in being part of, talking about being part of the Wake Up Call Band, that's right, Proposition Funk, be there today at 1 o'clock, right here on the first floor of the Senate Congress Building, 265 Union. I will see you today at 1 o'clock. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name. Say my name, Liz Brown. Oh, okay. I am in love. I truly am in love. Emmett. Oh my God.
Was he not the star?
Oh, I love him. I just love him. I'm going to have to push Barry Bonds to the side. My new man is Emmett Smith. Oh,
my girlfriend loves him. My mom loves
him. Oh, no, but I love him. I love him. Whew. Oh, he's so cute. He is so cute. Whew. Oh, all right, Barry, I'm sorry, but... Emmett, my man. My name is Liz Brown.
You know what would be cool?
What's that?
If you got him on one day and did a show on how the NFL wrongs football players, because he was wronged by the Dallas Cowboys.
I would love to have that, and I would love to have him in studio.
I'm sure you would, but I wouldn't be here, right?
That's a good one, Howard. I think I'll try to do that. I will try to do that. What a cutie he is. Whew. All right, on to the other stuff. Nancy Pelosi. All right, that's a bucket of cold water. 1-877-920-WGNU. Nancy Pelosi, how do you leadership. We are assessing leadership skills. We're going to be talking about this in the next hour with the Black Caucus up in Jefferson City. Leadership. How do you assess leadership? How do you, Nancy Pelosi, this is stupid. This is a stupid, stupid decision. She should have stayed out of it. Check this out. There are charges against Murtha that he abused his position as a senior member of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee to steer contracts to military firms that were represented by his brother. Huh? His brother is a registered lobbyist. Also, Murtha routinely inserted funding earmarks into defense spending bills for contractors that funded his campaigns. He also hired a lobbying firm run by a former aide on the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. And not only that, this isn't a recent thing. Murtha has a long and ugly ethical trail of tears, if you will. It was Murtha that was instrumental in undermining the entire ethics committee. Huh? In the late 90s, he successfully pushed, along with other legislators, to change the ethics committee rules to prevent the ethics committee from accepting ethics complaints from parties outside of Congress. Let me break that down for a second. Murtha pushed so that you and I cannot make an ethics claim against a member of Congress. It has to be internal. How many of those are going to happen? Remember, Tom DeLay walked away from his job without any serious ethics violations. So did the Dukester. So did Tom Foley. Mm, mm, mm. And also, we can go back with Mirtha's to the 70s and the 80s. We have Mirtha on ethics violations, ethics concerns, ethics questions from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 00s. Why would Nancy Pelosi get in this? She should have stayed out of it. Because it was just going to be the head up between Mirtha and his opponent, Steny Hoyer. Instead, Pelosi has written a letter endorsing Mirtha. This is that run to the middle crap. This is that I want to triangulate people. I want to align myself with someone so I don't have to shuffle, to shoot off, to shirk off, to knock off any of these attacks from the right. I want to stand next to a rabid conservative Democrat. Bump that. Be who you say you are. It's that triangulation that got Bill Clinton into the White House, but killed the House and the Senate. Pelosi should have stayed out of it. She didn't. So here's what's going to happen. Here will be the first act of leadership on the part of Nancy Pelosi. If Mirtha wins, she's standing next to an ethically challenged poster boy. Dartboard, Mirtha. If Mirtha loses, then Nancy Pelosi's first shot off the bow, she missed her target. She's a weakened leader because she was unable to get her boy elected to the position. Lose, lose, dumb stuff. Leadership assessment. What kind of leader are you? You should abduct. You should have stayed out of it. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. And if Nancy Pelosi wants to talk some smack about Alcee Hastings, she need to bring it on. Because you're bringing a man that has ethical, serious ethical questions from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 00s to stand in the number two position next to you. And he's a conservative Democrat outside of the mainstream of the Democratic Party. Leadership. Leadership. Michael.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Well, it looks like the Congress is off to a good start already. So, we got good ammunition. Don't waste it. I just don't know what to say.
Well, that's really rough to do when you call a talk show. That has something to say.
No, I'm just, what I've just heard so far, I'm just stunned, but I shouldn't be stunned, but I should have expected it from her. Look what she did to Cynthia McKinney and Tammy Duckworth.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Tammy Duckworth, the Democrat, that's another one of those triangulation things. We talked about this on Monday. We talked about how the woman that they put in, the Tammy Duckworth, shouldn't have been in there. Shouldn't have been in the race. And that was one of those DLC issues. There was a person that was running in the primary that should have won. Tammy Duckworth shouldn't have won. And they shouldn't have put her in there. Shouldn't have put her in there. But thanks for your call, Michael.
Okay, I got another thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I thought Vivica should have won if she had gone all the way through as that Emmett. I'm glad for Emmett anyway.
See, I didn't like Vivica at all. I thought that Vivica was, there was something about, I don't think that she projected the joy. I don't think that she projected the, I don't think that she connected with the audience. I think that there was a stiffness to Vivica. There wasn't the joy. There wasn't the spark that Emmett had. You know, my attraction to Emmett aside, there was that Vivica didn't have that thing. There was a bit of coldness to Vivica, I thought.
But you gotta admit, she did have the will. She had plenty of willpower.
That's true, but you have, there's a joy that comes with dancing. That if you're going to be a dancer, entertainer, there has to be a projection of joy and fun. I didn't get that from her.
Okay.
And you're not the only man that's told me, I think Vivica should have won, so
okay,
I understand.
I've been Liz.
I understand.
I've been Liz. I've been informed.
All right. Thanks for your call.
You too.
1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sudafed PE. Westbound 40 Boone's Crossing is a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. Use caution there. Eastbound 70 at K and 79. Look for slow traffic going on. Also, today is Old Newsboys Day in a lot of areas. Please be aware of people standing around in traffic lanes trying to sell Old Newsboys papers. And then at eastbound 44, Soccer Park and 270 looks good. Northbound 270 at Gravois through Big Bend, expect slow traffic. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for congestion there. Eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor and 270, traffic congestion going on there. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge is slow from the Illinois Bank on in. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is looking good at this hour. Westbound Eastbridge traffic, no problem there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sudafed PE. Sinus misery, get Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Windy, cloudy, with a slight chance of rain in the morning, then becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the mid-40s. This evening, partly cloudy, low around 30. Friday, partly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Currently, we have 43 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 41, both under clouds. But the wind makes it feel like it's 32. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. Animals have always mattered to me, so that's why we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions. Join us as our special guests and I examine puppy mills, parrots, turtles, ferrets, and answer your questions about pet care. For 2 hours of fur friends and fun every week, join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales, Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU. Woof!
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
The truth will set you free.
That's right.
I agree with you on this Nancy Pelosi issue. Of course, my choice wasn't for her. I don't want her as Speaker of the House, Ms. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
When she came out on 60 Minutes talking about old bipartisanness with the Republicans, I said, no, she's been bad. She's trying to abuse women. I don't want her as Speaker of the House, and I totally agree with you. I don't want Mercer with that job either, Ms. Brown. He has ethics issues. Didn't she learn from Dennis Hassert and with Mark Foley? She had learned nothing from that, Ms. Brown.
But here's the piece of that. You know, whether there was a learning curve with that or not, that there are two problems, there are two concerns that I have with this decision of hers. One, it appears that there is going to be this attempt at triangulation that the Clintons and the Clintonites and the Carvels out here want to engage in, and it's a losing strategy. You don't need Murtha standing next to you to give you credibility or a defense shield against criticism. And then secondly, for you to say to the American people, the Democrats should be elected because we're concerned about ethics, and to stand next to somebody with serious ethics questions, it speaks volumes about you. And also, on the third thing, her ability to strategize. This was stupid. She should have stayed out of it.
I agree with you all, Ms. Brown, but Ms. Brown, to keep this under your head, the other man, he's got enough. They're claiming that he has the votes to get the job, Ms. Brown.
It's a no. The other man. The other man. Oh yeah.
Votes.
Well, it's a secret ballot.
Uh-huh.
So we
they
will.
They already said he's got the votes over Murtha.
I understand. It's a secret ballot, so anything can happen.
Well, Ms. Brown, I don't want Murtha to have the job. And Ms. Brown, another thing, we worked for 12 years to get that mess out of there, and she wants to start this mess. That's why I don't want to call her up. I'd rather have Mark Simpson with the job. But Ms. Brown, another thing. They have let out. They said Makaka may come back in 2 years to get John Warner's seat. So keep your eye on that with Ms. Brown, because John Warner's coming out in 2 years, and Makaka may run with that. But Makaka has said that the Senate moves too slow for him anyway. But
well, then it worked out well for him, didn't it?
It
worked out well, because he ain't going back to the Senate.
Move, just like you said. Give me Mark Simpson. Have a nice day, Ms. Brown.
Take care of yourself. Oh, so the Senate moves too slow for Makaka? It worked out well. That's a win-win situation. He don't have to be where it moves too slow. 1-877-920-WGNU. Now, here's the thing, y'all. Here is the thing. If you're going to be out there swimming with the big dogs, if you're going to be out there acting like you're one of the big dogs, if you're going to be out there rock star extraordinaire, you better make stuff sure the stuff in your house is straight. You better make certain that the stuff in your house is straight. Barack Obama. And I wouldn't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would not be surprised, because I just think like this. This feels like a little bit of Hillary shenanigans to me. What do they call this? Irony? I want to give you me baggage, a Sue baggage. Check this out. It turns out that Barack Obama is spending time in Illinois talking about land deal questions, ethical land deal questions, buying land from, getting land from an indicted lobbyist. That sound like a little whitewater-ish. Trying to knock off the competition. Yeah, there's some questions. And understand that the media is, I wouldn't quite say having a field day with it, but there is a certain amount of comeuppance. There's a certain amount of joy and going after Barack Obama on this ethical issue. You buy a new house, good for you. You got a multi-million-dollar book deal. You take the money, you go buy a multi-million-dollar house. Right on, go spend your money. It's your money, go spend your money. And then a disgraced, indicted lobbyist buys the lot next to your house and you buy the lot from him. And there was no question in your mind about how this would appear. Oops, there it is. Perhaps Barack Obama should be thinking less about presidential aspirations because Hillary wants the job. And let me see, where is Hillary from? Where is she from? Where is she from? Where is she from? Illinois? Illinois? Where's Barack Obama from? Where is he from? Where is he from? Where is Illinois? Come on, y'all. This is politics. It's dirt, dirt, and more dirt. Can be. Perhaps Barack Obama would be better served spending his time on working on, oh, I don't know, legislation that builds a legacy, legislation that helps the poor, legislation that gets babies into school, legislation that challenges the racist legacy of the hundreds of years of racism in this country. Why don't you work on that? I know the covers of GQ are very, very compelling, but you don't have a record, a legislative record. You don't have a legislative record. I'd like to see one before there's a vote to put you in the presidency or the vice presidency. 1-877-920-WGNU. And all of you out there that want to be part of the Proposition Funk Wake Up Call band, you need to meet me today at 265 Union at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about it. We're going to see what we can do to put this together. 1-877. So that's today. The address is 265 Union. The time is 1 o'clock. If you're interested, come on down. We will talk. We will have a conversation. We will figure this out about Proposition Funk. My name is Liz Brown. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Bob, good morning.
Yes, and you would think that the Republicans won the election. I don't think the Democrats know who won.
Mm.
When they won, they keep talking about they only have 51 votes. There is at least 10 votes in the Senate from Republicans who saw the results of the election. They're going to vote with Democrats. But the Democrats messed up, and who do we have going to head up a committee over in the Senate? Trent Lott.
That is correct.
They know how to fight. Trent Lott is a good, smooth politician.
A good, smooth, racist politician.
A racist politician out of the Dixiecrat air, and that is typical Republican politics.
And they ain't shame. They ain't shame to bring a racist to the table.
Yeah, and the Democrats is talking about throwing over everybody, and the press is loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you hear now, I heard yesterday that 8 Americans was killed in the last 2 days in Iraq, and the Democrats haven't done nothing about it. I said, now, wait a minute. The Democrats don't have a plan. The Democrats, they want to stay. The Democrats want to go. They're fighting over who's going to head up. Well, what has happened? I mean, the Republicans haven't even left the room. The king has not left the room yet. We had a war in Iraq, and he has gone to Vietnam. I don't know, and it's just sickening to me that Pelosi just could not, as you said, stayed out of this, and whoever they picked work with them. But to have her first thing a defeat, which it may not be, Martha might get elected, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. But why would you, in a leadership position, why would you put yourself out there like that? It's that triangulation bit.
Yeah.
It's that whole thing of we're going to triangulate and find the way, bring in Republicans, bring in Democrats, bring in other folks, and get to the middle. You better get out the middle. That's where you get hit.
I think that's how Gore and Kerry lost the last two elections.
I know that's how.
There's nobody in the middle who wanted them.
That's well. There's nobody in the middle. Period.
No, nobody there for them. All the people was over here.
There you
the
go.
Left, where
there you go.
Been.
There you go.
And I don't know why they don't realize that. If they come out strong and say this is what we're supposed to do, and now they're talking about the Democrats is waiting for the Baker Hamilton committee to tell them what to do in Iraq.
Mm.
Well, Bush has had that report for 3 weeks. He knows what it was going to say. That's why he started eating crow the last week of the election.
that.
Because they're going to tell him, but they can tell him nothing that they haven't already tried. It's time to do something to try to get out of Iraq. And thank you so much. And again, we, you know, politics is more fun than jumping rope. I'm enjoying it. Goodbye. Thank you.
All right, Bob. 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me.
To the mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else? Indeed, washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, they've got it all. You need a treadmill, they've got that. You need a dishwasher, they have that too. Get on down to 3425 Union, 3425 Union Sears. Get your shop on and tell them I told you to.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU. I would like to take a moment to congratulate Liz Brown, winner of the 2006 award for Best Political Coverage Radio from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Her discussion last January of the continued delay of government aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina is just another reason why we call it award-winning. Tune in weekday mornings at 6 a.m. to hear Liz Brown on the award-winning Wake Up Call, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much business, much business to talk about. I think that it is very instructive. It is very instructive to examine this decision by Nancy Pelosi. I think it is very, very, very instructive that we look at a decision of Nancy Pelosi's to back a man like Jack Murtha. He is a war hawk who turned into a critic on Iraq. Duh. You know, duh. You know, where you been at? because it's only been a recent critic. And but, you know, okay, give you congratulations for finding the light on Iraq. But there are other issues besides Iraq. And Iraq can be resolved. The will of the people has spoken. Iraq must be resolved, with or without Jack Murtha. And it will be. It's more than that. I believe that Nancy Pelosi was looking for cover, was looking for a shield against Republican criticism. You know what? If you can't handle Republican criticism now, sweetie, you need to, you know, go raise your grandbabies. Because the fact of the matter is, there will always be, you're from San Francisco, get over it. You're going to be called liberal, get over it. Take it, lean into it. Now what? That's all you got? And instead you made this heavy, this stupid decision to embrace a man who who they could write someone could do a dissertation on the ethical concerns of a Jack Murtha. And if you think that the press that you hope that Jack Murtha would shield you from is not going to have a heyday with asking you time and time and time again, Speaker, you said that ethics were your concern. Why did you pick Jack Murtha with all of his ethical issues? It's ridiculous. Corruption, and by the way, heads up, let me just remind you, the people spoke on corruption as well. The people spoke on Katrina, corruption, and Iraq. And the first thing that you do is back somebody that has corruption challenge, who's challenged with respect to corruption. And Hoyer, the person that is going after this job, who's in the contest with Jack Murtha for the number two seat in the United States in the Democratic majority, he doesn't have the ethics issues. And mind you, Murtha has attacked Hoyer for being too liberal. Why would you put a conservative, right-wing hawk with, I mean, he's just like the Republicans. He's got his own ethical issues. People would have thought he was Republican, but for his seeing the light, on Iraq. So what does this give Pelosi? Pelosi looks like a weak leader. And that's what we're going to be talking about in Eye on the Lou. Leadership, Black Caucus, the mess that has gone on in the Black Caucus. We're going to be talking about leadership, the decisions that have been made, and how you evaluate the people that have made these decisions. All Nancy Pelosi had to do was to stay out of it. Stay out of it. Let your colleagues speak. And back whoever it is. Say I like Murtha, that's cool. I'm rooting for Murtha. Even that is cool. But you sent a letter out and she's been out campaigning on his behalf. Problem. Problem. And I want to talk a little bit about, we have a few more minutes here. There's something another reason why we need to be very concerned about this ugly, ugly war. We need to be concerned that the people, that the men that are the men who are being charged with horrific crimes, the crime of raping a 14-year-old baby, killing her family, they're not receiving the types of punishment that men from the Vietnam era receive. Specialist James Barker pled guilty to avoid the death penalty, I understand. He confessed to raping this 14-year-old little girl. Confessed. And the judge asked Barker, why did you do this? I hated Iraqis, is what he said. So he raped a baby. He killed, and understand, this was a family that lived 1,000 feet away from where these soldiers were stationed. These soldiers sat down, decided that they were going to go over and kill this family. Kill this family. You went over and then wanted to hide the murder of them. You raped a baby. How do we know? Because he confessed to it. And the interesting thing is that before he pled, one of the other co-defendants came into the courtroom, I believe to plead, I think. And they high-fived each other. Sick, twisted, awful, awful, awful race. Just think about it. I hate Iraqis. Here's why he said he hates them. They can smile at you and then shoot you in your face without even thinking about it. Huh? You raped a 14-year-old baby and then killed her. This is what this war does. This is what this war in this country does. He hates Iraqis. And he rapes 14-year-olds and then kills them. And he plans it. And how does our country respond to this crime against humanity, crime beyond description that makes you want to cry when you're just thinking about the details of it? Well, one Marine who pleaded guilty to killing an Iraqi civilian was sentenced to 18 months in custody. Hoorah, right? Hoorah. Car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I guess it's going to be kind of hard to, well, not hard, but it's going to be contrasting that between the Abu Ghraib prisoners who would spend trial in a military tribunal, and many of them would get the death penalty for crimes that we don't know what they did, if they did anything, and this guy did what he did and got 18 months from the same military court.
Isn't that something?
That's something. So, no, we're not talking about justice here. It's about who stand accused.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Liz Brown. I am the Lou is following this hour. Next, it's up. Irene J. Smith in the house. Look, we have much business to tend to. You don't want to miss Eye on the Lou. We got some major scoops for you. We have some major conversation for you. Stay with us.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's cleanup time across parts of the South after a combination of thunderstorms. Heavy winds and tornadoes pounded the region for hours yesterday. Damage is extensive. ABC's Steve Osen saw me checked out what happened to a daycare center in Montgomery, Alabama.
It looks like a crater. There are pieces of twisted metal that are sort of standing on end and bits and pieces of walls that are sort of scattered about. And then those postal trucks that are in the middle of all of this, and surprisingly, 31 children and the adults that were supervising them were able to walk away.
Parts of the Pacific Northwest also got slammed, which is not exactly unusual this time of year, but this man is a newcomer to the area.
It's very nasty, and it's blowing pretty hard today, you know. I never seen that before. This is my first year.
There are reports of wind gusts over 60 miles an hour. President Bush is in Singapore, first stop on his swing through Asia. He's met with the nation's leaders and gave a speech that pushed the importance of U.S.-Asian trade.
In this new century, our trade across the Pacific is greater than our trade across the Atlantic.
The president also stressed the war on terror and the need to keep North Korea nuke-free. Four more U.S. service members have been killed in Iraq. That brings the total for this month to 46. House Democrats meet behind closed doors today to choose their number two leader, and the gloves are coming off.
It's been a nasty contest. Critics accuse Pennsylvania's John Murtha of playing fast and loose with ethics rules. Even with the endorsement of Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, a longtime friend, for Murtha it has been an uphill battle. Steny Hoyer of Maryland, the current Democratic whip, campaigned hard to elect new members and says he thinks he has the votes to hold on to the number two position.
ABC's Vic Ratner on Capitol Hill. In case you were wondering, Emmitt Smith can dance well enough to win this season's Dancing with the Stars.
It is awesome. It is awesome.
This is ABC News.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
It's time for a thorough checkup of your Medicare coverage.
How do I do that?
Review your current health and prescription plans.
Check.
If you're satisfied, don't do anything, but there may be plans that better meet your needs.
Check-a-rama.
Get help in a Medicare event in your community at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Check-a-rama.
Open enrollment ends December 31st. Sign up quickly if you want to make a change to avoid any inconvenience at the pharmacy in January.
Chickity check, check.
All right.
Too much?
Make the most of your Medicare, paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
It's butts out today across the country. It's the Great American Smokeout. The American Cancer Society and other groups are sponsoring programs to help you kick the habit if just for one day. A small Italian town is getting ready for a big wedding this weekend. More from ABC's Linda Albin in London.
Tomcat fever is on the rise as speculation about the celebrity wedding of the season sweeps over the small Italian town of Bracciano. The main square has been taken over by TV crews, photographers and journalists, and tight security is in place. But so far, no sign of the soon-to-be-wed celebs. The area around the castle believed to be the wedding venue has been closed. Twice divorced Cruz is a Scientologist, and it's believed an American representative of the church will perform the marriage rite for the Mission Impossible star and Katie Holmes, a rite not recognized as legal in Italy. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
You still won't find the bell ringers outside this holiday season, but Target says it's donating $1 million to the Salvation Army, and it's also accepting donations on its website. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, school districts around the region are deciding whether to go ahead with classes with the threat of winter weather hitting the area. Bob Melito, the superintendent of the Parkway School District, says deciding to cancel school is all about student safety and how dangerous the roads are. Parkway parents can check the district's website at www.pkwy.k12.mo.us to see whether schools are running on a normal schedule. St. Louis Public Schools Superintendent Diana Borisaw will report to the Missouri State Board of Education today. Borisaw will present a report on the state of the city's schools at the board's meeting this afternoon in Jefferson City. The St. Louis Public Schools are provisionally accredited, but that could change after the state releases its annual performance reports next month. Mayor Francis Slay and some St. Louis school board members have been calling for a state takeover of the district. Attorney General Jay Nixon says he wants to close a loophole in the Missouri no-call law. Automated political calls aren't covered by the current law, and Nixon says his office received hundreds of complaints about the pre-recorded calls in the weeks before the election. Nixon is pushing for legislation similar to a Minnesota law banning automated political calls. Political calls from live callers would still be exempt from the no-call law because of free speech protections. Governor Matt Blunt is introducing his new general counsel. Blunt appointed Henry Herschel yesterday as the general counsel for the governor's office. Herschel is currently the general counsel for the State Office of Administration. He's set to replace Jane Drummond, who has been appointed the new director of the Department of Health and Senior Services. Finally this hour, parents are being urged to quit smoking for their children. Stan Cowan, a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, says children can come down with asthma and other health problems as a result of secondhand smoke.
A child's body is still developing, and it's much more vulnerable to assaults on it than the similar assault would be on the adult body.
Cowan says today being the Great American Smokeout is the perfect time for smokers to quit. Smokers looking for help quitting can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Breakfast at Sonic. Drive into Sonic this morning for their steak, egg, and cheese burrito. Thinly sliced steak, egg, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. It's a hearty way to start your day that's not just good, it's Sonic good. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Rollback Season at Walmart. Today is Old Newsboys Day in a lot of areas, so be aware of possibility of people in traffic lanes at many major intersections. Just use caution. Northbound 270 at 55 and Teston Ferry, that accident's been cleared. Expect a little delay there. Westbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, there's an object in the roadway believed to be a car hood. It's in the traffic lane, so use caution. Slow down there. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road, 379, expect slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 55 through Marshall, look for delays. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for delays there. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and 270, you experience some pockets of slow go there. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry through 170, look for delays and pockets. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, it is a slow go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank through Laclede's Landing, look for no delays at this hour. and northbound Route 3 is slow at the top of the ramp as they merge into the bridge complex. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Rollback Season at Walmart. Walmart's rolling back prices on tons of toys in Toyland, like the X Games motorbike was $149.52, now $119. Plus, they've rolled back prices on over 10,000 other items. So stop by now and save big. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, windy, slight chance of rain this morning, then becoming partly sunny by the afternoon, high in the mid-40s this evening, partly cloudy, low around 30 for Friday, partly sunny skies, high in the lower 50s, and Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy conditions. Our current temperature sits at 40 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 41. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 30, so bundle up if you're going out to the bus stop or if you're on your way to work or school. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Stay tuned for more traffic and weather updates at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, it's Eye on the Lou and the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. Eye on the Lou with Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown is up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It's time now for Eye on the Lou. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Eye on the Lou. This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Woo! We got a lot of stuff to talk about, don't we, Miss Irene J.? Don't just sit there, nod, shake your head. We got some stuff to talk about.
Oh, man. First of all, good morning, Liz, and
good
listening
morning.
Audience. No snow, just some wind.
That's right. That's right.
Just some wind.
Oh, so let's talk. Okay, just speaking of wind, hot air, stuff blowing. You know what? Let us start with the Black Caucus. I want to start there. I want to start there because I think that is. I've kind of been talking about that this morning about that being a question, a discussion about leadership. Irene, the Black Caucus up in Jefferson City, that's the one we're talking about, the one up in Jefferson City.
There's a Black Caucus in Jefferson City?
Yes, there is.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
There is. Yes, there is a Black Caucus, and the chairman of the Black Caucus is a man who has been on the show before, who has actually been on the show with Maida Coleman, and who is Senator Coleman and Connie Johnson, and also with Alderman Charles Quincy Troop. The chairman's name is John Bowman. And I think it would be instructive if we give a little history of how John Bowman came to be the chair initially. I think if folks think back, they can remember to the Rodney Hubbard, Ted Hoskins. Ted Hoskins was the chair of the Black Caucus, and the Black Caucus got together and got the votes to vote out, to change the chairmanship and give it to John Bowman. And herein is where the story begins, the saga begins, the discussion begins. And we're going to have more of that conversation when we get back. And Irene finishes looking at this stuff here. We'll be back to talk about this. Stay with us.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, no matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Radio Mix. Hola, nueva. Radio Mix.
Nuevo concepto.
In Radio.
La música que te gusta.
El torneo que te encanta. Por la nueva de San Luis. Con todos los éxitos del momento. Todos los domingos. De 6 a 8 de la noche. Radio Mix. Por el 920 AM.
Escucha a través de la red electrónica.
En internet. WGNU.net. Todos los domingos. De 6 a 8.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis.
Sponsored by Reasonable Construction. Stop putting it off.
Hello, this is Alfred Burley, your host of the German Hit Parade radio program. Heard every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 here on WGNU. Enjoy the beautiful melodies and timely news from Germany as we make your Sunday afternoon just a little bit brighter. The German Hit Parade is the longest-running German program on radio in St. Louis, and I hope you make it part of your weekend listening every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
We'll be right back. welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Irene, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about, let's continue our conversation here with what's going on with the Black Caucus. So we get to Ted Hoskins gets thrown out and replaced with John Bowman. And
he just actually got voted out of the caucus, huh?
Voted out of the caucus. So we have John Bowman sitting there in the temporary, at least from everybody, from the people that I've talked to, temporary chairmanship. And
but you know what? Now, come on now. Let's go back. They may have said temporary, but when he came on the show after Ted was booted out because of his support for, you know, All Children Matter or whatever it is, they said he was the new chair.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say temporary chair.
Mm-hmm.
They said new chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they said new chair. People are saying that the vote was not for the vote was that for him to be the chair until the next election, and which was a very short window, window of time. So they voted him in, and he served as chair. And then we get to more recent days. Apparently, John Bowman calls a meeting for a vote. Last Wednesday. And he calls a meeting for 6 o'clock at Jefferson City. People drove up to Jefferson City to meet with Homeboy. And they were...
You mean Representative Bowman?
I mean Representative Bowman. I'm sorry, Chairman Bowman. And to meet with him. And he's not there. People wait and wait and wait, and apparently he does not get there till 9 o'clock. There are some very angry state representatives as a result of that. They felt disrespected that they were told told to show up for this meeting, and he doesn't bother to show up until 9 o'clock. So there's anger. There's concern. Anger and concern brewing. And the word on the street is that John Bowman was tardy in his show for this meeting because he felt that he didn't have the votes. Apparently there was going to be a vote for the chairmanship. And then there was also another issue brewing. The Black Caucus has this regional rotation piece. 1 year the representation, the chairmanship is in Kansas City. The next year it is in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to change that, in order for John Bowman to serve as chairman, there would have to be a change of this regional thing. There would have to be a change. So
it would have to be a change to the bylaws.
Exactly. Okay. So the bylaws, they needed a change. So they had a vote. So they thought they had a vote. And the bylaws required, I believe, two-thirds votes. Now, the John Bowman, when they voted for this change for the bylaws, that would have allowed John, because it was supposed to go back to Kansas City, so this that would have allowed John Bowman to run for this seat. Turns out that it's not two-thirds of the members present. It is two-thirds of the entire body. Problem. So you cannot change the bylaws. The bylaws had to be changed in order for John Bowman to become the chairman. So you can't change the bylaws. What is a person to do?
Well, wait a minute. Now, this has to be current dues-paying members. Isn't that right?
That is what it's supposed
okay,
to be.
Okay, so it's my understanding that was also an issue.
But the timing of when it was an issue. It wasn't an issue when the original vote for John Bowman to become president was raised.
Right, because it's my understanding John Bowman was not, at that particular time,
a dues
paying, but they said he came with his check in hand,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps on the day of the election. So if he paid it prior to the election, I guess he was paid up.
And then that's another interesting point, because what happened was, okay, they didn't have two-thirds of the majority. So there was a check done, a review of, okay, we don't have two-thirds of the entire Black Caucus. Let's look at the roster to see who is a dues-paying member.
And who was the treasurer?
And the treasurer was Rita Days. So Rita Days, it has been reported that Rita Days and others looked at the dues-paying, looked to see who were the dues-paying members, and it turns out that they had enough people that were not dues-paying that they could kick off the roster that would give them the two-thirds of the majority of the membership that they needed.
Well, was this to change the rules to allow the chairmanship to
come to St. Louis so that John Bowman could run and be the chairman of the Black Caucus?
Well, let me ask you this. What exactly was the wording of the change? Was it just that we no longer will rotate back and forth, or was it just this exception this time?
We will no longer eliminating the rotation. Eliminating it. And there had been some talk about that because they had members from St. Joe's now, and they had different, and they had St. Charles members, so they, and the caucus had gotten bigger than it was before. So that talk had not, is not really unique to this.
At least numerically.
Numerically. Okay. So they went and they found the members that were not dues paying. They kicked them off because they're not dues paying, and then they had the two-thirds vote. So the original vote counted as a two-thirds of the majority because they went back and took people off that and made the majority, made the numbers of the Black Caucus smaller so they could have their two-thirds majority. Interesting. What is also interesting is
now some people will say, well, you know, it was a power play, it was a tack.
Fact. Some people can say it's a power play and it's a tack. But what was interesting is that some of the members that were kicked off of the roster, saying that because they hadn't paid their dues, were also attempted to tender their checks to the chairperson, Rita Days.
The treasurer. Just as John Bowman reportedly tendered his check when he became chairman because he hadn't paid his dues.
And yet those checks were returned from those people that attempted to tender their check.
And that is exactly why I asked you whether, in fact, there really is a Black caucus in the state of Missouri's legislative house, in the state of Missouri legislature. Because the fact of the matter is, if individuals are interested in building a power base to represent the interests of the African-American community, then we would not be trying to pull techs and do things of this nature.
Coups. We're trying to pull coups.
I mean, it's just a power play.
And it's a power play. And it also speaks that the question for me is that this is about a leadership issue. Because when they finally met after all of this,
the next morning
after John Bowman did not show up for the 6 o'clock meeting that people had to drive up to Jefferson City. This wasn't a meeting in the city of St. Louis.
Liz, he's the chairman. He got there.
I know. Well, yeah, okay. You're right. He got there at 10 o'clock. Y'all should have waited around for him. I guess that's the thing. I'm the chairman. Y'all wait for me.
So, disrespectful.
Oh, hugely disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
Hugely disrespectful. So people had to stayed overnight for the meeting the next day. And my understanding, after talking to a number of people, is that the meeting was run by John Bowman in such an awful, heavy-handed, disrespectful
dictatorial
way.
Dictatorial, perhaps?
Dictatorial would be a fair word to say.
Would that be perhaps the word to
use? People were told that they could not talk. People were said, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not. You can't speak. You don't have the floor. You're not going to speak. You're not going to speak. You're not going to speak.
You haven't paid any dues. You're new. Your dues aren't paid. Of course, you just got elected last week, and your dues aren't paid, so you don't have any input. This is what was reported to us. You don't have any input into this process. So, again, Liz, the question becomes, is it about building an African-American caucus to represent the best interests of the African-American community?
Or is it a raw power play?
Or is it a power play so that I can have this title? So perhaps we can do some of the same things that Harold Crumpton was seen as doing with the NAACP. I think this is about people positioning themselves to be in a position to get money when funds come down for the presidential election and things of that matter. This is not, it appears from what, and we got reports, similar reports, basically almost exactly the same from various sources, members of the Black Caucus, at least they thought they were members of the Black Caucus, saying the exact same thing.
Or people that wanted to be part of the Black Caucus. And the institution itself is a critically important institution, particularly now when there is some opportunity with the election of Claire McCaskill, with the change in the House and the Senate, with some elections that took place with Democrats. in the last election
gaining
cycle.
Some houses in the house.
Absolutely. Now is not the time to have some mess like this created. Mm-hmm. And created for a pure power play. And I want to talk about John Bowman in his role during Claire's campaign and also what has happened as a result of what John Bowman did. We need to finish up this conversation. And we got some other scoops, too.
I see why. You all see why I was shaking my head.
Uh-huh. We'll be back. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Rollback Season at Walmart. Today is Old Newsboys Day in a lot of areas. Please be aware of the possibility of people standing in traffic lanes in many major intersections. Just use caution around them and buy a paper. Eastbound Illinois 143 at 159 is a structure fire. Believe to set up lane restrictions in that area. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road through 79. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Delays are possible. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry through Marshall Road. Expect delays. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270. Look for some congestion there. Westbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry through 170. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank. Through Laclede's Landing, you may see some slight delays there as well. And northbound Route 3 onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays as people are merging onto the bridge complex. Northbound US 67 at Midland, there is a report of an accident there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Walmart. Rollback season. Rollback season at Walmart. Walmart's rolling back seasons on tons of toys in Toyland. Like Fairy Wishes Dora was $38.83, now just $25. Plus, they're rolling back prices on over 10,000 other items. So stop by now and save big. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Windy, cloudy, slight chance of rain this morning, otherwise partly sunny by the afternoon with a high in the mid-40s this evening, partly cloudy, low around 30 Friday, partly sunny skies with a high in the lower 50s, and Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 40s. Currently, we have 41 degrees and cloudy conditions right here at AM 920 WGNU. Lambert Fields reporting 41. And clouds as well. The wind chill, however, makes it feel like it's 32 degrees outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. It's Eye on the Lou with Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU. I would like to take a moment to congratulate Liz Brown, winner of the 2006 award for Best Political Coverage Radio from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Her discussion last January of the continued delay of government aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina is just another reason why we call it award-winning. Tune in weekday mornings at 6 a.m. to hear Liz Brown on the award-winning Wake Up Call, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Hi, this is Connie Mitchell, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air. Each Friday, my co-host Liz Tanz and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Welcome back, Irene J.
You gotta laugh to keep from crying.
Oh my goodness.
You gotta laugh to keep from crying.
There is so much
stuff
going on.
All the challenges that our community faces, all of the issues, we do not have the luxury of this foolishness.
That's going on up in Jefferson City.
It does not have the luxury. I mean, people can think because, you know, hey, they're said to have turned out the vote.
And now
I'm the man.
Talking about John Bowman.
I'm going to be a statewide candidate and, you know, for the Democrats. But, baby. You know,
and here's the thing, because the interesting thing that has happened as a result of that, 10 members of the Black Caucus walked. They said, I am not going to be part of the Black Caucus anymore. That leaves two problems. One, whether or not the Black Caucus survives, because there's only 9 members left of the Black Caucus. House rules say that in order to have a caucus, 10 to have a caucus. That's what's been reported to me, that you need 10 members. And when you look at the makeup of this membership of the people that remain in the Black Caucus, you have Maida Coleman, you have Juanita Walton, you have Rita Days, you have Esther Howard, you have John Bowman, Robin Wright, Yvonne Bland, I believe it is, Senator Bland, Craig Bland, and Kiki, and I've forgotten what Kiki's last name is, from Kansas City.
Most of these people are near being termed out.
That is correct.
But it's interesting that the majority, the senators are all part of this Bowman group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very unfortunate, because
yes,
for any House member to pass any legislation, they're going to need to have someone in the Senate to carry their legislation.
And when you also look at this, the city representation is weak on this, what remains of the Black Caucus. And what is also interesting, Irene, is that even John Bowman's roommate up in Jefferson City walked from this caucus. And we have Rodney Hubbard and Ted Hoskins. And you can make the argument that they didn't want to be part of those people anyway, okay? They had issues with those people
it's like the pot kept calling the kettle black. I mean, here you had the situation that they tossed Ted Hoskins out of the caucus,
mm-hmm.
saying that, you know, you're going against the caucus interests.
You're dictating. Mm-hmm.
You're cutting deals. You're not bringing it to the caucus. You're not holding meetings. Yada, yada, yada. Then you turn around. You get in power.
John Bowman.
Initially saying that you're going to reach out to the community. I remember what he said when he was on this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was something that was making me feel hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so now you turn around. You flip the script.
In a way that you can't even say that Ted Hoskins behaved in the way that John Bowman was behaving in that meeting.
I can't say either way because I wasn't there. Just based upon what was reported, it doesn't sound like Ted Hoskins ever acted in that way, although I've heard some things that I think were equally not very nice that Ted Hoskins did. And that doesn't mean that they're true, but it certainly was reported to us. But the issue goes back to, are they really interested in having an African-American Black Caucus?
And this goes back to the leadership issue, because a leader would be very concerned when you have such a diverse group of people planning on walking. You have Rodney Hubbard, Ted Hoskins, and Maria Chappelle Nadal on opposite, completely planetorial opposites of the moon when it comes to the education issue. So you have those three walking. You have Jonas walking, who's from Kansas City. You have John Bowman's roommate walking from Kansas City. These are mild-mannered types of people the argument can be made that these aren't people that are really fixing for a fight. These are people that are moving up off of principle. You also have some of the new members.
Some of which, you know, said, okay, we're going there. They are there, and it's a disservice to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take Taladine Elamine, Jamila Nasheed. These are new members of the legislature, and this is the example that you all set for them.
And then you as the chairman, John Bowman as the chair, and I called John Bowman. I've called him a couple of times, and he returned my phone call when he was coming on the air. He returned my phone call when he was wanted to talk about coming to the International Urban Institute, but he didn't return my phone calls to talk about this. Everybody else returned my phone calls to talk about this. He didn't return my phone calls. So when you look at, analyze the leadership ability, if you see your entire entity starting to disintegrate like that, a leader that is concerned about preserving the Institute of the Black Caucus and pursuing the issues that matter to our community of African descent, you would take different stances. You would do something different. Instead, he's been quoted as saying, it'll blow over.
If you are interested in stabilizing the African American Legislative Black Caucus, then you would be a consensus builder, because there are so many different areas that are represented that are part of the Black Caucus there. And that's why I asked the question, is there African American Legislative Black Caucus in the state of Missouri?
That is the question. And how dare they? How dare they stand by and allow that to be destroyed? Because the 10 members have walked and have created their own urban committee, urban caucus. So I have to, if we're going to talk about assessing the issues here and where we need to lay responsibility for this, you fought for, or you said I wanted to be chairman, you fought to keep chairmanship, you've engaged in some political coups and strategies to maintain
it. Replay that interview from when he came on this show.
Absolutely.
And talked about the things
that
he
week.
Was going to do,
we'll do
to build
week.
And stabilize and solidify the African American Black Caucus, and we have seen exactly the opposite. And that's why the question is it really about having an African American Black Caucus? First of all, what is their agenda?
Mm-hmm.
You, Ted Hoskins, was kicked out in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, if my memory serves me correctly, there was supposed to be an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that agenda that the leadership, I'm talking about John Bowman,
mm-hmm.
this flowed out of his mouth. Now, people can talk about power play. They can talk about they pulled the tech on them. But that is not the issue. The issue is the best interest of our community and our people. And the question is, whether or not the actions of John Bowman and those in that group who didn't stand up and speak out
and say,
this ain't right.
This ain't right.
I don't care about no rules. We got new young members
right.
of the House here.
Right.
We are trying to build. The Democrats are trying to build. If this was about our community, this would not have happened.
Absolutely.
This is about power play.
This is about and also the money that comes with power. The turning the chairmanship of the Black Caucus into some form of currency that I can go sell this position to get money for. Now, remember, John Bowman, it has been said that John Bowman has ambitions, okay? I understand politicians have ambitions. I'm not concerned about the existence of ambitions, but he may want to be senator. He may want to replace Rita Days. He may want to be the black person that is run statewide to increase the black numbers for the 08 election, statewide election. All of those things are things to be, both of those things are to be considered when we are assessing this illogical development. It makes no sense that the Black Caucus would be destroyed.
But not only that, and we have talked about John Bowman because he is the chairmanship.
That is correct.
But all of those members have equal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that if what has been reported, and we received from two or three different sources,
no more than
the
that.
Exact mm-hmm. same story.
More than that.
Okay. So I say to Senator Maida Coleman, why are you allowing this to happen? You are about to leave the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I say to Rita Days, who it has been rumored that she is going to run against Lacey Clay. How dare you allow this to happen in light of the plight of the situations that exist in the African American community? We cannot tolerate this foolishness. That we don't have the luxury of this. We don't have this luxury. We expect you all to come together, to put a caucus back together that's going to work in the best interest of our community and nothing less. This is not your Harold Crumpton type hustle.
No, it's not. It is not a hustle. It is not money there for you. I'm looking at the 2008 presidential race. How much money can the black, blah, 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 blah. Where's your doggone agenda? Where is your doggone agenda? There was nothing said, nothing done to talk about what the agenda for this organization is. The only thing that occurred was a coup for John Bowman. And that is, and 10 diverse members stepped from the Black Caucus. And all John Bowman had to say about it is, it'll blow over. It'll blow over. That's your leadership? That's your leadership in these times? That's your leadership? Unacceptable.
The fact of the matter is, constituents, we need to call our state reps. We need to call our senators and say,
we'll get John Bowman's
number, cannot tolerate this. We don't have the luxury of this film. This is not trying to get your hustle on. You are a public servant. I know you may not think that's your first responsibility, but you were elected to represent the African American community because did nobody else elect you?
Oh, we will be back. You think we mad? I think so. I think so. Stay with us. Mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, that's right, that's right. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home look. 3425 Union, the great location, the great customer service, the great deals. Come on down to 3425 Union, get your shop on, and tell them I told you to.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU. I would like to take a moment to congratulate Liz Brown, winner of the 2006 award for Best Political Coverage Radio from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Her discussion last January of the continued delay of government aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina is just another reason why we call it award-winning. Tune in weekday mornings at 6 a.m. to hear Liz Brown on the award-winning wake-up call, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline Baghdad. Violence erupted in eastern Baghdad this morning as gunmen attacked a bakery in a religiously mixed district of the Iraqi capital. The unidentified attackers opened fire, killing at least 9 people and wounding 2 more. Police say the victims include members of the bakery staff. Dateline Singapore. President Bush is kicking off his week-long trip to Asia. Bush is expected to emphasize the importance of the U.S. and its Asian allies in confronting security challenges, including North Korea's nuclear program and Islamic militancy, when he delivers a speech at the National University of Singapore. The President and First Lady are also expected to take in Singapore's Asian Civilizations Museum. The museum, which has a multi-ethnic approach, is seen as culturally important. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate, 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. And Irene, before we get to the rest of our discussion here, I want to tell everybody, remind everybody that I'm looking for people for Proposition Funk, the Wake Up Call band, looking for folks that want to work with me to put the band together. We're meeting today at 1 o'clock at 265 Union, right here on the first floor. On the first floor, meet me here at 265 Union. Those of you that are interested in being part of the wake-up call band of Proposition Funk. Proposition Funk.
What instrument do you play?
The music is behind me. Okay, I'm not the musician. Okay, I am not. The
I
musician.
Thought she was gonna at least say tambourine.
No. I play the microphone. Okay, that's what I play. The microphone. All right, so let's move to the new race that is percolating along here. President of the board
of aldermen.
What's the word on the street, Irene?
The word on the street is that President Shrewsbury received a call from one of my Southside sources last night and indicated that President Jim Shrewsbury is out combing the bushes, looking for him a African-American candidate to put in the race.
Wait a minute. The anti-stalker is now trying to stalk?
The anti-stalker is trying to stalk.
Bring us up on the history of this.
The history of this. Remember, we got to go back to when Vervis Jones was running for comptroller and Shrewsbury was running for comptroller and Penelope Alcott. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Remember those big expose articles and the Post-Dispatch showing the trails of money and money to Penelope Alcott's campaign allegedly coming from Vervis Jones and Shrewsbury, in fact, walking across the street to the feds.
Mm-hmm.
To turn this over. Now it is my understanding, at least it has been reported. I'm not saying that this is a fact, but it has been reported by one of the Southside sources that Shrewsbury is out because he is feeling threatened. I guess he would.
Looking for a black person to run in addition to
Lewis Reed. Who was an African-American.
And the political math of that is that if we put two black people in the race, it'll split the black vote, and that way I'll be able to keep my position.
And it was said that this began in haste, particularly in view of the fact that, as my understanding, was also reported by a couple of individuals that attended Shrewsbury's fundraiser down at the Missouri Athletic Club. And, you know, they had all this food and all this liquor ready, and they said 30 people showed up.
Ouch! Ouch!
Now, that is what was reported, that there was a very low turnout at his fundraiser. In addition to that, there are many individuals who are not that pleased in South St. Louis with Mr. Shrewsbury.
Ow.
So he considers, you know, the candidacy of Lewis Reed is serious.
Well, you know, it was so interesting to wake up one morning and you know, you finally, all the signs were down for Claire and all that kind of, and then, bam, we have all of these Lewis Reed signs.
Beautiful, beautiful signs.
Yeah, oh, you like the colors. I know
what
you like.
Same school color. His school color's the same as Beaumont.
The blue and gold.
Oh, beautiful.
What high school did you go to?
Yeah.
You know, so we have all of these signs up. So it's a very, very, it's going to be a fascinating.
It is, but and the other piece of it, and I certainly, number one, I certainly hope that this is not true,
mm-hmm.
okay? But this person said that they had personal knowledge of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this person happened to be a Caucasian,
mm-hmm.
okay, that is involved in Southside politics. The other aspect of it was said also from other sources that the Congressman Clay, behind the scenes, is trying to assist in making this happen. Now, again, we are not reporting that this is fact. These are just things that have been reported to us.
That would be very troubling if that.
That would
true,
be very I mean, troubling
that
if that's if
troubling.
That's the case. But this is the type of leadership. If this is true that we have, and I mean, look at, you know, here you have Rita Day.
Mm-hmm.
Rita, well, Mullis says we pronounce it Rita, but you know, anybody, you can pronounce it any way you want to, who is contemplating running against Lacey Clay,
mm-hmm.
for the congressional seat, at least it's been rumored,
mm-hmm.
you know, out there. And then you have, this is the leadership, this is what's offered up. You know, we're looking at what she did up in the legislation. We're looking at reportedly what she didn't do, and we're looking at what reportedly Lacey may be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very troubling. And that is why it is so important that people become involved in assessing. And that's why we hold the International Urban Institute every Saturday from 9 to 11 at 10-20 North Taylor.
And also, I just want to throw this out here, too, for word on the street type of things that are happening out here. It is rumored up in Jefferson City that baby boy Blunt may not finish out his rest of his term. His daddy, it's reported, his daddy has said, I don't want to be in the Congress as a minority member. I am not interested in being in the Congress as a minority member. So the theory is that Daddy Blunt would step down from his congressional seat. Baby Blunt would get appointed into the congressional seat, and then Baby Blunt would not have to run
and be defeated
as governor. That's a win-win. And then you set Baby Boy Blunt up, Vice President Blunt, on a vice presidential ticket.
Not another young one, not another family.
All I'm talking about is word on the street out here that is the power play that is being contemplated out there. There are some out there in politics who don't take that very seriously, but from my perspective, it's a win-win situation. It's a win-win proposition for the Blunts. Why would you risk it running for the governorship again when you don't want to be the governor because there's term limits? That's not your goal. Your goal is something higher than this. So, and Daddy doesn't want to have to return to staying it as a minority member, you know, so win-win for the Blunts.
Hmm. And it goes back to, why are you in this? And mm-hmm. and some people view politics as a business. Mm-hmm. They view it as their personal business, that I've gotten into this to see how I can further the interests of myself and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And public service is secondary. Okay, so it's up to constituents. And it's up to our community to let our elected officials know that they are first public servants. And their first responsibility is to serve the interests of our community and not themselves.
And that's why it is so hurtful to me what is happening with the Black Caucus. It is so hurtful what is happening with the Black Caucus. And if we can just take a couple of minutes, because I think I want to come back next week to continue this story, but let's talk a little bit about the crime issue going on out here. Can I get your observation? It just seems like, Irene, it's madness.
It's madness. And what's interesting, and I was talking about this with my daughter, Marsha Lane, she was saying after the ratings came out,
that we were the number one crime city.
Most dangerous city in the country. Then it looks like, man, just all types of increased incidents of crime. But what is very interesting to me is the reporting that has been done by our local press, and also the fact that no one has really called the mayor or the chief of police to task about this issue. I dare say that if Freeman Bosley Jr. were still mayor and Ron Henderson or Clarence Harmon were the chief of police, people would be calling for their resignation.
They'd be gone. They'd be kids
going to college or getting mugged. I mean, I know one family in 1 3-week period, they've had 2 cars stolen. They've had a son that was mugged and robbed. This is all within a 3-week period, okay? You have other incidents. I'm taking my mother to work Sunday morning, and here we have, you know, the SWAT team, they're out. But I asked the question, I asked my alderman, I said, have you seen any flyers or anything out for this kid that they are supposedly looking for?
And the other piece of it, the other piece about this crime piece is the story about being the most dangerous city. If that had happened, if there was a Black mayor in office and a Black chief of police, as we have had in the past, both of those at the same time, if that had happened during the World Series, they would have even been blamed for bringing an aspersion on this city during the World Series.
It's amazing to me that the police, many who are in the police department, they don't want to live in the city of St. Louis.
Right.
Okay. But then they don't want to be held responsible. Other employees, if you don't perform your job well, and I'm not blaming totally the rise in crime on the police department, but certainly they have to be responsible for some of that.
Yes, they do.
Because they have to address the issue. Now, the mayor was talking about areas in our city that are not safe. My question is, what have you done to address the crime in those areas?
We live in a divided city. We live in a city that issues are made, or decisions are made based upon race. It is comfortable for Francis Slay to say, oh, it's just over there. I'm not going to worry about it. Don't you worry about it. It's nobody's worry.
But if you look at the crime stats, and I began to look at some of them, we have a crime problem throughout
this city.
Of course we
do. You don't become the number one most dangerous city and just have one area. It's the city.
It's the city.
It's the city of St. Louis.
And the question that we ought to be asking is, what is the mayor of this city?
What is the police chief?
What is the police chief? What is the leadership of this city going to do about the crime problem that we are having in our community? And I say to you, I don't care how much you build a ballpark village.
Oh, that's the answer. You didn't know that was the answer.
Oh, that's the answer.
That's the answer.
Oh, that's right. Make this city so that only people who can afford $250,000 home, and then we'll be crime free.
And understand that the Metrolink only runs to the ballpark. That's as far north as it goes. Don't you understand? Don't you get it? Irene J. Smith, thank you so much.
Call your state legislators.
That's right. Ask them.
Ask them. Tell them we want a strong black. We don't want an African-American caucus that is designing itself after the Harold Crumpton NAACP.
Thank you, Irene J. Smith. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back with Justice for Reggie Thursday. Stay with me.
Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. They just can't seem to get a break across the South. There's more bad weather today. The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down in Riegelwood, North Carolina. That's not far from Wilmington. And there are reports of up to 8 casualties. It's just the latest in a series of storms that slammed the region. More from ABC's Steve Osunsami in Montgomery, Alabama.
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm standing right outside of the Fun Zone skating rink, which early yesterday morning was standing upright, probably about a story and a half, 2 stories high. And this morning is a pile of twisted metal and charred drywall and paint chips. And in the middle of this what looks like to be several acres of destruction are a few postal trucks tossed in for good measure.
Parts of the Pacific Northwest are also getting a beating. A storm with heavy rain and wind gusts over 60 miles an hour blew onto the region, the Oregon coast today, causing some flooding and making driving tricky, to say the least. A promise from President Bush, the U.S. will do all it can to keep a strong trade relationship with Asia. He's urging the other participants in the upcoming Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum to do the same.
We will do our part to help APEC become a stronger organization that serves as an engine for economic growth and opportunity throughout the region.
The president also used a speech this morning to warn North Korea not to pursue its nuclear ambitions. The military says U.S. troops in Iraq killed 9 suspected al-Qaeda insurgents. 4 more American service members, meanwhile, were also killed, bringing this month's total to 46. House Democrats meet behind closed doors today to choose their second-in-command. It is a close, some say nasty, race between Maryland's Steny Hoyer, the man who now has the job, and John Murtha of Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
It's not too early to be thinking about the holidays, but is it too early to start enjoying all that holiday deliciousness? Absolutely not. Visit Sam's Club this weekend for the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club and start revving up those taste buds. We'll be preparing samples of everything from savory meats to delectable desserts, so you can taste how appetizing and easy a holiday meal can be with Sam's Club. Join us at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club this Friday through Sunday, November 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
Emerging research shows that the antioxidant complex found in tomatoes supports heart health. So, start eating a lot of tomatoes. Or take the only whole tomato lycopene complex. Lycomato. Unlike most lycopene supplements, which are synthetic, only natural Lycomato provides all the antioxidants found in the tomato. So, for your heart's sake, get Lycomato, the power of five tomatoes in one little pill. Ask for Lycomato at GNC, the vitamin shop, and other fine health food stores.
Want to kick the habit? This is the day to do it. Today is the Great American Smokeout. More from ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas.
Around 45 million Americans smoke, although non-smoker Thomas Moore thinks...
I'd say a lot of less people are smoking than back in the day, like the 90s.
The Great American Smokeout is meant to encourage smokers to quit for a day, then maybe for another. It's not easy, but Mike Mayfield says...
I just quit cold turkey. You know, I start getting kind of worried my lungs might be get turned black.
As hard as quitting can be, admits Teresa Carter...
I never really tried. I enjoy it too much.
What she does not enjoy is the ever-rising financial burden of smoking. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Well, last year it was turkey and gravy they brought you. This year, Jones Soda is including all of the trimmings. If you're brave enough, you can down green tea, sweet potato, and... dinner roll flavored sodas in addition to the one that tastes like the bird. And what would you have for dessert? What else? An acid flavored soda. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, the Missouri Highway Patrol is stressing caution during winter weather conditions. Sergeant Dale Notham says you should always give yourself plenty of time to get to your destination.
Leave an hour early instead of when you always leave. I mean, what that does is it reduces the stress of getting there on time. You know you're not going to be able to drive the speed limit because traffic's going to be slowed down, weather's going to be bad, you're more relaxed, so you're not following too close, you're not driving real aggressively. If you leave with plenty of time, you're going to be fine.
It's also recommended not to drive too close to the motorist in front of you, especially with slick road conditions. Authorities are looking for a bank robbery suspect in Jefferson County. The Southern Commercial Bank in the 1000 block of Main Street in Imperial was robbed around 11:30 yesterday morning. The suspect is described as a white male, about 50 years old, around 5 feet 11 and 150 to 160 pounds. He left the bank in a newer model white Chevrolet Cavalier with no license plates. Anyone with information is asked to call the FBI at 314-231-4324 or the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department at 636-797-5000. A clergy abuse victims group is upset that legal fees in sex abuse cases for the St. Louis Archdiocese are going up, while payments to victims are going down. The Survivors Network of those abused by priests is responding to a St. Louis Post-Dispatch report showing that the Archdiocese spent more money this past year defending sex abuse cases than it has in any year in the past decade. At the same time, payments to victims dropped from nearly $2 million last year to just over $260,000 this year. SNAP's Barb Doris says that spending trend seems backwards. The Archdiocese declined to comment. Finally this hour, the concert venue formerly known as Riverport Amphitheater is getting another new name. The outdoor venue, now called UMB Bank Pavilion, will be known as Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. There's no word on how much Verizon paid for the 7-year naming rights deal. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary 3 days, 2 nights hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS, 877-57-VEGAS. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 143 in Illinois at 159, there's a structure file, possible lane structure closures there. Today is Old Newsboys Day in a lot of areas. Please use caution as people will be wandering out into the traffic lanes at major intersections. Southbound 270 at Page and Olive, there's a report of an accident against the median and emergency crews are on the way. Westbound 70 at the depressed section, there's an incident that's been cleared, but debris has still is still in the traffic lane, so just use caution there. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, look for congestion. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Marshall, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at Clarkson and 270, you've got delays there. Westbound 270 at Newhall's Ferry and 170, look for delays. Eastbound 40 at Spady and Lindbergh, you've got delays. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays as well. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly into downtown at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Through December 15th, visit your St. Louis Toyota service centers and join the donation drive for a neonate MRI shuttle for St. Louis Children's Hospital. Toyota, a smart way to move forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Windy, colder, slight chance of rain this morning, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon, high in the mid-40s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in around 30. For Friday, partly sunny, high around 50. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Currently, we have 41 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 41 as well, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's 32. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome. My name is Liz Brown, and it is Thursday at 8 o'clock. That means it is Justice for Reggie Thursday. So I am joined in the studio with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm pretty good. But, you know, as always, coming and hearing the segment before me,
is quite troubling, because as I look at some of the legislation that the African community needs to be looking towards the Black Caucus to carry for us, particularly around the moratorium issue and some other issues, it's troubling to see that they may not be able to pull it together. And so I think it's incumbent on all of us who have a African-American elected official to call them and say that we want them to get it together, to meet, to plan out an agenda that we can help support.
Absolutely.
And so that we can move something forward in this assembly.
And it's interesting to me, as a person that was working with Claire McCaskill in the campaign, having her on the show for all those weeks that I had her on, one of the things that I asked of her was to put together a Black agenda. There was an agenda put together. It needs some work. But it is ironic to me and troubling to me that I was able to get some kind of document from her, and a document that will be a working piece, but the Black Caucus doesn't have that document. The Black Caucus doesn't have an agenda, and that's troubling.
That's troubling. I was looking at CNN last night, and they had this Black Independent 2006 panel, and one of the things that was talked about is that the agenda for Black folks was not reflected in the national agenda for the Democrats. And so the guy was saying, well, two of the things that he polled Black people about was Katrina, minimum wage, and there was one other one. And those things never really came up on the national scene. They may have come up on the local scene, particularly if the minimum wage was on the ballot. But our issues weren't quite there, and I think we need to be mindful of that and continue to press forward.
And in the spirit of that, and in light of that, what we're talking about in terms of legislative change, we have a guest on to join us this morning on Justice for Reggie to talk about an effort to change some circumstances that confront all of us legislatively or through a petition drive. And that's going to we're going to have that discussion, because there are ways to change things, or at least try to change things. We're going to have that discussion with Jake Haynes, spokesman for South Dakotans for Amendment E. He's joining us from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Stay with us.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU. I would like to take a moment to congratulate Liz Brown, winner of the 2006 award for Best Political Coverage Radio from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Her discussion last January of the continued delay of government aid to victims of Hurricane Katrina is just another reason why we call it award-winning. Tune in weekday mornings at 6 a.m. to hear Liz Brown on the award-winning Wake Up Call, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
RaglandandSons.net. For that special gift, RaglandandSons.net. Black-owned, Black-operated. 314-968-2789. Or toll-free, 1-800-577-5786. Call for your free catalog today or visit raglandandsons.net. Register this week and enter to win a free 7-night stay at a 5-star Branson resort. No purchase necessary. Must register online this week only at raglandandsons.net. Use code WGNU25 for a 25% discount. Winner announced November 20th.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.